Okay, we're gonna pretend that we understand the simon. If you guys, you can move closer, just let up the screen. Okay. Dvarim haboyim b'sach asuda, imhim dvarim haboyim machmas asuda. So the more is lashon boyim b'sach asuda and machmas asuda. We have these two in the lashonos. How do dvarim shederach l'kvoya asuda aleihem? The lapazim is the pass. So when we discussed, when we saw the lashon of the Rashi and lashon of the Ben Yerona, that it's a very heavy lashon over here. There's a lot of words. It's dvarim which you're derech l'kvoya asuda aleihem. The lapazim is the pass. Can boss of a dogim, beitzim, irakas, green with daisa, mini maluchim. So, l'chara, you're not malapis to pass with daisa, and im kozes. So, the kud is not lapis in the very, very specific sense of eating it with pass, but using it in the more broader sense of it's an accompaniment to the bread. We look at the bread as ikar of the surah, and we look at the other foods as being accompaniment to that. So therefore, if you look at the same tune of bracha, lifneim the bracha zemotzi patrosin, lo lachrayim the bracha zemotzi patrosin. Not like Rashi, that Rashi holds you have to eat it together. But even if you don't eat it together, like Tosis and the Rosh, so even though you don't eat it together, so it's considered part of the suda. It does not need any brachas, not before, not afterwards. Okay, that's pretty straightforward, sort of. So the Mishnah Berurah adds interesting nekud over here. So he says, he talks about, for example, Mishnah Berurah holds that Chazer is Kishu and Malafafon is Chai and Tzanabot, so Gamkin Tzarech Levorach Aleihem. So that the person said that nowadays that's changed, that goes into Yerukas. So that's included in Yerukas. That nowadays we eat them as part of the meal. The person eats a salad. The person would eat a salad, a lettuce salad, he'd have to make a bracha. But we don't do that. Imhem devorim haboyim. We'll try and see. Aboyim shleim achmas asuda. The haino shein derech l'kvoy asuda leim lapazim as a pass. Again, he has this long lashon. Derech l'kvoy asuda leim lapazim as a pass. I could go into any of anovim b'chol mini peris. So imachol tzimul lepas tunim bracha lifteim the rif as a mitzi eno patron la mikra asuda him. But anything bracha lachrayim kimin shabo b'sech asuda mirchas hamozen patron. Fine. So, if these things which are not, they're not Dvarim Haboyim Achmas Asuda, which means it's not directly Dvarim Haboyim Asuda Leihem Alapazim as a pass, but like Peiris, so if you eat them without pass, so then they need a bracha. Vim betchil zachi lose ochel a Peiris im pass, besoif ochel im hem pass, afil him im meintayim ochel hem beloi pass, enim tunim bracha af lifneim. Okay, so which is the Mechaber is being chosen with the Shita of the Rebbeinu Yerna. Good. Zok the Magen Avraham. Below pass into him the Hem Tefel in the pass, like it says in Reshit Beis, which means this. He learns that this din over here. It really is rooted in the concept of Ikar and Tefel. Reshit Beis is the similar Ikar and Tefel. This din is really that din of a new expression of the concept of Ikar and Tefel. It's not like a whole new concept. It's a different form of Ikar and Tefel. Okay. Nearly. Dim enu chavit lecho pas. Bechomat pas. Mavarach alav hamoitzi. En parter machrolim. Okay. So if the person is... not really into eating the pass, and chavat echlo pass, v'echomat pass, v'varach alav hamotzi, ain't poter machol. Now he doesn't say what exactly why he's eating the pass. Doesn't add that kinach. And again, it's a whole kamal kriya of chia. Damar pass poter chol mini machol. Michael el dafke b'kaveh sudos al pass. They're meaning the chol machol. Mach was a pass. Ain't boyim. She'ena chofetz lechol apas, ena poiter. So, Rav Chiya's shita is, which we don't paskin like, that pas, the bracha on pas, patterns everything else. So that's her a new din. So we don't pass like that. We said, no, it's because there's a din of suda, and pas is the suda, everything else is part of the suda, semel it's nichlal in the berachas of pas. But if that's not what you're eating it for, so it shouldn't work. Bekolshke imachu pachim kazayis. Can you leave it? But we have to learn it. No, given the derech l'kavoy a suda lam, a pas patrosin v'tzarachin. Chayin the gears everybody takes out the word loy. Yivarach aleim loy lapas im loy b'shabbos yomtiv. So therefore, the best idea is not to eat pas and just make a bracha on the foods. And don't get involved in that child. Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you have to eat the Suda. Said, Anu Rabbi, Taka has the same Suda. It has the same Suda. Everything is Nichol and the Suda. Ad Kan, the Magen Avraham. Good. So now the Mishnah Berurah learns the Magen Avraham. So the way he presents the Shalom of the Magen Avraham. No, her not. He adds two words into the Magen Avraham. He says, "Yimeinu chavetz lechol pas elok echol mat pas kedei lepotrim." So now we have a suffix. So he adds intent. So the fellow doesn't want to pass, but he's eating pas anyway. So why is he doesn't want to pass? Don't you pass? It's like, well, what do you mean? Yimeinu chavetz lechol pas and eating pas, right? So the Mishmur adds a case over here where he ate the pas kedei lepotrim. The whole reason why he ate the pas because he wants to use the pas to patch up the brach and everything else, right? So in that situation, so it doesn't work because Badarabba, the whole board is ikra and tofel. You did the opposite. You made the pas a tofel to everything else because the pas is the hekodim to everything else. So that's the Magen Avraham's hemshach. He says this is the din ikra and tofel. Oy bezoy, if it's the case ikra and tofel over here, Badarabba, it's not going to work. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah adds those words. Now. But in a case where a person eats pas because he wants to eat pas, but he doesn't want to eat a lot of pas, or he doesn't, you know, he has some other reason why he's eating pas, but it's not, he's eating pas. So, Mela, by Shabbos Yom Tov, when you're eating pas because there's a mitzvah pas, you're not just doing Kele Potrum, so the whole philosophic is irrelevant. It's poshut. Once you give me any reason you're eating pas, for the tzarech atzmai of the pas, not to be a tafel to everything else. So then, Chazal said, if you eat pas, everything else is a tafel. So we're good. That's the chara maybe Mishabura would learn.
So wait, Mishabura in the first case is saying, I feel if he has a kazayas kubay of bread, if he's only having the bread in order to pat other stuff, then it still doesn't work.
That's how he learns the case of the Magen Avraham.
Fine, so he's saying this.
So therefore, Yonah's question, when he says Shabbos and Yom Tov, is it Dafka Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's according to the Hetlachar, no. If I'm washing in Chol HaMoed because I want to wash in Chol HaMoed because there's a mitzvah washing in Chol HaMoed, even if it's not a Chiyuv, or Rosh Chodesh because there's a mile of having a Suda's Rosh Chodesh. So I'm not doing Kedel Patrim, right? So the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Magen Avraham, even though I'm eating a minimal amount, right, but once I'm eating the pas mitzad the mile of pas mitzad pas atzmai, right? What about a case like, you know, what?
What about Sheva brachas?
The same thing, right? All those be the same thing, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan's law is a little bit different.
Thank you.
What? Who was that? Yeah. Nobody's going to admit it. Okay, fine. Which I think. Right, so that would be this problem. Yeah. So listen to the way he says it. The fee says it's in Sif Beis. Mashu isi mishim estabek dim eno chefso lechol harbe pas besuda zu. Vehu mat pas. In peturim hamachol mi brachol lefi shem resel lechol pas harbe. Magen rom sefkot na alev. Vehem izem shum sofik. I don't get the sofik. He learned the sofik quite different than the Mishnah Berurah. You know, the shaila was the mile of ikur is a person may eat a lot of bread. He said, that's the ikur of suda. Everything else is awful. So you eat a little bit of bread. What's the halacha? That's he learns the sofik. Because I don't get the sofik. The maisa, the bread's still ikur. Like, so Mishnah Berurah avoided that whole shaka v'targa. Don't understand the magen of rum. That's not the magen of rum sofik. If a person eating bread for any valid reason to eat the bread. Right, but the has a very interesting thought process and how we understand the Magen Rum Sofik, and he says therefore he doesn't understand the Magen Rum Sofik. So,
if you eat the bread, if you have Gimel Adal Beitzim with the bread, that doesn't work to be an Iker. Right? Because the mindset was to be used as a tum.
No, I'm not with you.
Rabbi was just saying that even if you have a little bread.
If, as long as you get the bread, because you want to have bread.
No, if you were having the bread because the same potential for the other that you would have.
What do you mean?
Part of yourself in the rough.
If he fills up on bread?
Yeah. If he fills up on bread, he has a lot of bread. But he doesn't really want the bread. He doesn't like the bread. He's only doing it because he knows if he has a quesadilla, so then he'll be able to potter it up for the rest of the week. Food that he has also. I mean, not the a little bit enough.
If a person would do what? He would eat, he would wash and eat bread. The reason why he's eating bread because that's what he can say a moitzi. So why is he eating a lot of bread? He just wants gazayas. You accomplish the same thing. He's going to eat the gimel dal bayim of a possible bakistin. It's a suffer. What to do? So he said, I'll wash. That was Hillel's question. Now he eats five pieces of bread. Don't tell me it's just because he wants to wash because to avoid the sulfur, because you eat one kazayas and accomplish the same thing. Obviously, he wants to eat the bread. Right? I mean, I don't care what he says, but that doesn't make any sense.
At that point, he's ready, like.
Yeah, he's eating bread because he's eating bread. You know.
It tastes like a buffer without touching the whole office. He's just trying to, he doesn't know how much he's supposed to do. This isn't a personal thing.
I don't know. What? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, theoretically, that would apply. The Mishnah did the Seldom Rangabram would apply with it. Okay, no, mice. I already mentioned to you the Moshe Paskin that in a case eat less than a gazayas. He holds taka that the Seldom Rangabram is taka true, and it doesn't pater. But once you eat a gazayas, which you see that even the Gabi Shabbos has a shame of Chil Cheshuva, it'll go into the Seldom Rangabram. And. So it's a sofi. You can't make brachas myself. It would be better not to get involved in the shaila. Okay. Interesting, but the kuda, how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. Now the prima gadol comes along and says what? Yeah. You can't really do that, right? You can't make yourself want it. Now the prima gadol comes along and says, we spoke about this. We spoke about the. The Chayyotim learns that Yayin Poitzer Komeni Mashkin is only if you have your Kebeya Kriyas of Yayin. You have to have three or four cups of wine, etc. Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you have all the Lugmav, it's good enough. Because Lugmav is the Sheikh Hashuva, the Gabi Yom Kippur. That's enough that your Yayin will pater Komeni Mashkin. Pachas Malim Lugmav, their Chachayim holds the paters, but the Mishnah Berurah gets very nervous about that. That's a Kufayin Dalit. We were imagining, we learned the Gemara, what's the Shaka Bataya of this Chayyotim? Where's the Chayyotim coming from? So the Nishmasad of the Chayyotim says that Rukhiya comes along and says that Pas is Pertu Komeni Michael and Yain is Pertu Komeni Mashke. So we don't pass on Rukhiya by Pas. So he always done the Bukhiya Surah, Rukhiya Pas, Pertu Komeni Michael. And he says Yain Pas is Komeni Mashke. Tezgum woman says, we don't pass on like Rukhiya by Pas, we also don't pass on Rukhiya by Yain. That's Tosis. All of the Rishonim say, no, we don't pass on Reb Chiya by Pas. We do pass on Reb Chiya by Yain. So the Chayyotim comes along and says, one second. So, Aliva the Emes, that we don't pass on Reb Chiya by Pas. We are, yes, passing like him by Yain. By Pas, we say you need to have a Kviya Suda. It's not enough to say make a Brachan Pas. The Pas is everything else. Right, and we see him in the Gemara. The Mishnah, no, that's not good enough. You need a kavias. So that we should, yes, possibly him by mashka, by yayin, patikol min mashka, even without a tvius, that's not misdaber. We should have such a discrepancy between the two of them. That we say that pas, pat is kol min mashka. No. If you're kaveh asura, pas, okay, otherwise not. Mashke, he will not be kaveh, it patters. Like yayin is better, yayin vis-a-vis mashkim is better than pas vis-a-vis macholim. Not mistaber. So the same way pas, we're saying that we'll pass him like that din, only if you have a kaveh, so by yayin also you have to have a kaveh. Mishmur says, no. As long as it's a maisa cheshuva, it patters. Even though we don't pass him like Rechia by pas, we do pass him like Rechia by that. Rebbe Gadim says, let's flip it around. The Magen Rambam is learning the lamedness over here is, why does it patter? Since it's Suda, everything was tovel to the Suda, Memele is patter. The Bayan, that's not Shaykh. For us, it's not Shaykh, because we all delete it to be the patter Bayan. So how does it patter? So it has to patter with a different cheshbon. That a bracha, that Chazal looked at Yain compared to other mashkim. Yain is so much more chash other mashkim. Everything else is like secondary to the Yain. So the bracha of the Yain powders everything else. So let's learn like that by pas also. The pas is so chash. Everything else compared to pas is like so secondary. Therefore, the bracha on the pas powders everything else. So it's a new form of ikra and tuffel. Since conceptually we relate the items compared to them, everything else pales in comparison. So by pas also. Send them to Zol Sofa, get a mug and a run. That's the people got him Zol. See, all that even if you would not, as long as you're eating pass, the same way you drink yain, I don't care what your kavan is. You drink yohan, you pass all of the drinks. So by pass also, that'll be true. We don't pass in like Rechia by pass. Now, it says, okay, wait one second. So why doesn't it pass to Paris then? According to that Chesh, it should pass to Paris. It says, that idea, you have to put them into a framework to compare them. I'm saying this is so much more kosher than that. So I can't come along and say I think that X is more kosher than Y unless there's some sada shava between them. I have to make a sada shava. Say within this framework, this is more kosher than that. So when discussing mashkim, there's different types of drinks. Yain is much more kosher than other mashkim. Bread is amazing. So compare the bread. All other mezinim are not so kosher. Paris is a whole totally different function. They don't come with the Mosin. So therefore, it can't say, well, compared to bread, Paris are insignificant. It's a different type of thing. So that's what it's not, that doesn't have this sort. That's what the Prima Gadim argued. Therefore he says, but within the Mezinim, the lumness is that it works. Now, he doesn't fear ice. The Magen Rambam thing is by warning the Prima Gadim by saying we don't pass like Rechia. That he's trying to be born. Don't tell me that I can shout through the lumness of from Yayin, Patrick Mashkin, to pass Patrick of Macholim. And because that's from Kiyah. We don't pass from Kiyah. That's exactly what his point is. I think he's avoiding this Prima Gadim's argument. That the Prima Gadim would argue that would be so. You have to work out how the Prima Gadim really is going to be understanding. What was the Makom Shaka Matari between Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa against Rav Kiyah, according to this? But that's what I think the Magen Rambam is doing. Okay. Nice. Now, so he said, keep going to Einim. Magen Rambam Beis, who didn't call Dabra Shabbat, the Kinoch, Afilo, Hoy, Lefon, and Beshaw, Shabir, Chamoitze, Philip, Paris, and Beshalim, Ein, Pas, Petrosim, Kim, and Shein, Shaikhim, Lepas, Kekos, and Beshalot. So the Mishabura added Komini Paris, he added in Chazeres and Kishu and Malafafarnis, Chai and Tsnoy and Abotzel. You need a brach on that. Now, the Bir Aloch over here, going to Einim, the Magen Rambam says even Paris before Shalom, so Mishabura quotes the Paris before Shalom as well. But the Mishabura brings from the Tebriyata Katana, and the Bir Aloch talks about it. And in Medina Shiesh Sham Ribay Paris Ma'id. It's in the Bir Aloch Kagan Ta'inan. In a makam where there are a lot of fruit grows. And therefore, because a lot of fruit grows, people tend to use it as part of their meal. and therefore, Mavashim Sham Tomid Paris the Mazin, Kimwan Medina Senashim Shar Tavshilim, Mistabalakar the Yeshlo Din Shar Tavshil. So they used to make what they called an apple tzimis. So Mesariyat Seriyatak Dana, the Ain Sarach Bracha. So it was primarily it was fruits with spices and, you know, you've heard of carrot simmers. Apparently they had an apple simmers, right? So says people, a person eating carrot simmers, he's not eating it as the quinoa, right? He's eating a part of the meal. So a person do the same thing with apples. So Mishabura says that would not need a bracha techasuda. It's not for our society that becomes part of the meal. The Maisa, the Mishabur himself, at the end says, brings the Yad HaKetan. He says that, yeah, you know, that a person wants to be Machmir, what's his lashon? So the Yad HaKetan, the Pirzai Slachar, you should not in Sarah Rachavam, the time is that. Messiah, Mishabur is a cotton dal at the end. The Lot Zidei Savik, Kesheroit Zilechot Simis, prepares with Shalom, he should take a raw apple or raw fruit, which is definitely not part of the meal. Make a bracha and be moitzit. If he doesn't have that option, he should eat chila v'soif imapas. So it seems to be that the Mishmur really feels that the Iker Psak is that taka, it's not a problem. It does not need to eat it with pas even.
So he
says Kivan Shana din Borer, it's not clear. So he's specific about it. But it seems to me that the Sora is a good Sora. On my side, I don't have a good riot to it. So he wants to avoid the Shiloh.
What are you worried about?
It's a fruit.
So,
what is he worried about? The Maisa, I mean, we're really confused in the sugya because we multiple Rishonim, different Rishonim. At the end of the day, this is not a Malapis. So if you're going with Rashi and the Mashal Ben Yarno seems to be following Rashi Shita, so and the Lashon Shulchan Aruch seems to throw in this word Malapis. Right, so you can't make these things on malapis. I mean, people don't. You might eat it for Iker Suda, but it's not a malapis. Tosfos comes along and says you don't need to be malapis, and the Rosh says you don't need to be malapis. But we saw that the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the day, like we pointed out in the Horus yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch is being kashish for the Shita of the Rebbeinu Yonah, which is really based on Rashi Shita. Even in Tosfos' lashon is still confusing. He brings his kashas in Rashi. Well, can Pierce read the board by Machmas Asura, Besach Asura, Klemmer, Regilim Lob of Machmas Asura, Bepas? Sure, Gilim Lachem, Ima Pas, you can boss of a dog in Muhammad Kadera, Vima Sech Asura. So, things that you tend to eat together with Pas. Now, what does that word mean? He says, Regilim Lob of Machmas Asura, Bepas. According to Rashi, you have to mamash eat it with pas. So no, I don't need that. Then he presides. The Rosh Hashanah and Lava Besechul Sudah. Tomorrow I'm reminding. Sharkal Peir. Shein Regilim Lalapis Behemas Apas. To the Bracha Leif Neim. Kim Lami Shum Leif. Then also in a pas with Ros. So Tosfos seems to accept Rashi's argument that the Makor Hadavar is a concept of lifted. But I don't hold you have to. You need the regular klolim of ikur and tov. You have to eat it together. That even if you don't eat it together, but your side of these are things which come together with pas. Now, how he understands dice, I don't know. The Rosh's lashon is not like that. The Rosh's lashon is. Mm-hmm. Kasha Perushai. Right. Yeah, no. What's about? It says so. Tamer Rabbim are not like they're not like boss of a dog. And many maluchim shil lachol lover liikra suda. He doesn't make a tenai of lapis as a pass. So according to the Rosh, nowadays if we eat peiros as part of your meal, it's there to bring it to the Likra Suda, so you wouldn't make a bracha. But according to Rashi, and according to even Tosis, maybe you would. The Rambam just says, we saw the Rambam of Lashem, was just it's ragel to come in the Suda, which was along the, and we saw the Ben Yonah's, also had, some interesting Lashonis. He also mentioned in Tosis, the lapis is a pass. Then he said Daisa, which occurs not a lapis is a pass. I don't really know where Tosis and the Ben Yonah understand. Rashi, I think I know where he stands. Rashi, I know where he stands. But Tosis definitely has this strange lashon. The Shulchan Aruch does the same thing. He says, "Derech likvoy asura leim alapis masapas." So he seems to be tying it back to some element of lipus. What's shot in dice? I don't know.
Like those type of things that are like you could easily eat it as a cake.
So those, right? So yeah, but so that the Mother Room touches on a little bit later on. He talks about this the Fladin, right? We'll see the Fladin, Shiloh. Okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think the Adakana's hesitation. The Adakana says, "I have this Sawara," and then he says, "But the mice, it's kedai to either be on a pre, or to eat it with pas." I think that's what he's grappling with. Yeah, because again, Tosis is not clear. And the Rosh, I think, is clear. There's no shayla, but the Adakana would not make a bracha. Right? But Rashi, clearly, you would make a bracha. The Ben Yonah starts off with Rashi, and then later on, and that, which the Beis Yosef is kosher for, that first piece, and then he brings Tosis. But even in Tosis, he quotes the lapis in the Ben Yonah. And Tosis himself quotes the lapis. But it can't mean the lapis, because Tosis is one of his gosh, it was Daisa, which are not malapis. So what does Tosis mean? I don't know. I'm saying, so that's why I think that the Ben Yonah and Tosis are not 100% clear what they do mean. So when you want to translate what's called Dorma Machas Hasuda, so you're going to have at least potentially four different answers according to Rashi, because it's Pasha Malapis. According to the Rambam, it's just Rogo the Techla Suda. According to the Rosh, it's come people are there like Suda Aleim, and according to the Ben Yonah and Tosis, it's shaking. The Rama says Rogel. The Rosh says Losh directly Kvar Suda. Nafkamin would be desserts. Rogel to have a dessert, but you're not Kvar Suda on a dessert. Okay, let's go right to Gimel. So he says if it's Kila Achilosoi, you ate it with Paris, and at the end you ate it with Paris, everything is wonderful. So you quote Rabbi Yerna. This is Rabbi Yerna. We weren't conveying the Suda on Paris. He had other things already. But you brought Paris to be a Malapis. So if you ate it with Pas, and then you stop eating with Pas, so it's not a Malapis anymore. No, you're not walking away from pas. You plan to have more pas with it at the end. Now, therefore, ain't sark bracha. That was your intent. Shitarf ima shara suda kima shabolo hibio isam mitkila lusarach asuda ulapet hem as a pass tkila besoif. So he has two tanoim. He has a tanoim. It has to be lusarach asuda. You're eating it to be part of the meal, not to be as a dessert, like the Mahiram is going to say. And you ate it tkila besoif with the pass. V'mitkila lohoyu dvar mecherim ulapet hem as a pass. There was nothing else but the peiris. And then you ate them with pass. V'acham hem beloi pass. But if that's not the reason, then you ate it by itself. You're talking to the bracha. If you're eating a dessert, so it's not the bread. It's not coming to the copy of the bread. Ah, you ate it with bread. Whatever you ate with bread, it's ikra tofel. You need with bread, it needs a bracha. Is that kliyam oida? Daik poiskim. But so there you have to eat it with bread every bite. If that so by desserts, you have to eat it with bread. And you're going to get back to the Magen Avraham Sofik. You know, if right, you're eating your fruit cocktail at the end of the meal. You decide to leave your fruit cocktail at the end of the meal. You have it for dessert. So you say, okay, I got a suffix. So you take a little bite of bread each time with it. Does that work? Because again, you're eating the bread not because you want to eat the vortis, because it's all tikkur tofel. So the bread is the ikkur and the pears are the tofel. It's not it's simple. This is reshut beis. We close kufayin zayin. Kufayin never existed. Reshut beis. I'm a supik, and that's called ikkur tofel. Because only eating it can order pata from the bracha. I don't know.
I had it at the beginning.
Right, but he's saying over here, if I eat a kinuach at the end of the meal, it doesn't pata. I have to eat each bite with pas, because it's takan animal lapis to the pas. There's no shaykhs to the pas. So it's pata, and you also did a ikkur and tofel. So it's pata, and you said ikkur and tofel. That's right. So what I did before, it doesn't help me. For now, I'm doing my ikkur and tofel. And then Magen Avraham was ma'ar the shayla, that I'm doing it just the pater, it's not really ikkur and tofel. So there's a bracha in his Biuri Halacha in the back. He asks the Har. He says, "Lo risi gadol Yisrael oisim ken." They need a little a pass with each bite. He says he has the Har on the Har. It's takashur. I don't know. Good question. My submitting garlem is to just eat little pieces with it. It's a good Har. Right. No, I didn't say first bite, but we discussed that.
The first chashuv,
yeah.
The last chashuv.
Yeah.
Why does that help? Doesn't Rav Nachman say that the reason is you're bringing a kedela lepes to the pass?
Right.
So, does lepes mean over here to eat it with, like a sandwich? Or does the lepes mean
to accompany?
To accompany? What is eating it with the bread, how does that?
So that's
really that this is reason you want it with kedela lepes is a pass. No.
So listen, that's clear. The Rebbe Yehuda is introducing a new concept in both cases. When it's ikur liftin and when it's a liftin, right? He's saying that's not, since ma'aseh, this is not something which is normally eaten with pass. So I don't care what your kavana is, you have to take a bracha on it. But if you eat it in a way which is clear that you're eating as a malapis, so then you don't need a bracha. So you have to establish that you're tak eating as a liftin. It's not enough to have your kavana a liftin. Because the ma'aseh batsim mitzad that, I would say, but l'dayt says a kavanim. I'm eating it without any bread, but I'm telling you, my kavanah is, I want to be lapis the bread. It's an accompaniment to the bread. Right? So, excuse me, we're not convinced.
But in that case, what are you gaining? If there's no suffix, then just make a bracha.
What?
In that case, by having it in the beginning and the end, what are
you gaining? You can make a bracha on it, if you want.
I'm saying, one, you could have it in the beginning and the end, right? That's what we're saying. Have it in the beginning.
Not if you want. No. The Rebbe Yehuda is not saying
what
that.
Are you gaining by
the goal over here is not to pass you from bracha. The goal is to say what the halacha is. If you do this, what is the halacha?
If
you want to eat it as an accompaniment and you eat it with bread, you're not chayav with a bracha. Eat it without bread, you're not chayav with a bracha. Do whatever you want. Let's see how we can figure out that you shouldn't make mea bracha.
That's
no, that's not the point.
Right.
No, that's not the point. The point is he's discussing Rashi. Repelba is saying that Dvarim Boi Machmas Asura. He's going on Rashi, right? So what Rashi learns the more means if you take something which is tatum and oven, you eat it together with bread. So sometimes yes bracha, sometimes no bracha. Says what's the case? He ate a ikra tavel. Of course, it doesn't need a bracha. No, he means that you what's the halacha if you did this beginning and end? What's the halacha? Yeah.
What is I'm so confused. What does a company mean? You know, there's one thing to put it on bread and eat it in the same bite. A company means you're eating bread and then 30 seconds later you're eating the other stuff?
I don't think it's a time issue. It's a conceptual. I look at this as the this food is to be here to be. It's Lavoya, right? You do Lavoya, right? Right. So I'm accompanying somebody.
Right.
I don't have to stand next to him. Like I'm allowing him out. It's joining together, right? You don't need mamish. You don't need mamish to eat it together, but you need to eat it together in a way which is in the beginning. You mamish ate it together, so you show. My goal over here is to eat it with the bread. So then I continue to live without the bread. It's not. It didn't get a new status. It's not being a malapis. But Iker, since you were kaveya that you're eating it as a malapis, it blives a malapis even when you eat it by itself a little bit. It's like the leftover milk in your cereal. No, Chazal only allowed this to be valid if you taka do it as a malapis. The shal is how much malapis do you need to do?
Because we're going to shas up what your intentions are.
No, I don't think we're shas up your intentions. If you taka eat it as a malapis, it's a malapis. If not, not. I mean it's a malapis. I don't care what you mean. It's not. You're not eating it as a malapis. I am eating a malapis. All right, I eat it with as a malapis. So the Mishabura says, it's not enough one bite. It has to be an achila keshuva. Or it's potentially, he says, if you eat the first bite, and the second bite not, and the third bite yes, clearly you're eating it, be'ikar is together, so you need to be kaveya. You have to do it as in a mice of lipus. So then you eat some of it not as a lipus, it's okay. But it's something that's not a lipus, it's not a lipus. That's his inner kinuach. This is other Mishnah Pasans, by the way, like this is more going to run. Aliyashir Deas Acheris, then he says, however, there are shittas which hold that if Paris even to come after Suda, Lalapis is a pass, whatever you don't eat with bread needs a bracha. In other words, this idea doesn't work. When you ate with bread, you ate bread. You didn't eat bread, you didn't eat with bread. So according to them, therefore, we have this eight so can custom of Gamas Ramis, Yerushimak, Shabil, Paris, Mepsa Suda, so Lapis a pass, Yerucho, Mehem, Ma'at, Baloi pass, Yerbarach, then you do whatever you want because you made a bracha already. The Shil, the Avkish, Ocha, Tchila, Vesoy, in pass, Yeshi, Stapik, because of a Bach, became Pasuk the Aguda, and then he says, "Oh, compares him a pass." Then he says, "A new case." Oy pastida shall tapuch him. Tav shechom maat b'le pass. We work alehim kimin shein Paris ikur sudos. So the case was not ikur sudos. So now, case ikur sudos, according to the Rosh, you have to come up with the pass. Seeing it by itself, you would make a bracha. So then you can't say, "Well, I'll make a bracha." The bracha will tell according to the Rosh. Right? So that's not an eitz, but a case where it's not the ikur suda, it's part of the meal, but not ikur suda. So according to everybody, we're saying if you eat it by itself, you need a bracha. So that's the eitz, eat it by itself. You need it. Now he says in a case of peiros, then he says in a case of pastida. Pastida was peiros together with kemach. See, the Magabrama says that cost of go the hatashbeitz that Rasul should sarach lahitzi mat peiros mina mul yasa levarchalot. The rabbi's parents are mishain tzar lebarach laperish from yilos afil lebirch aleh birch as a moitzi ki kemach iker. Klamer, let me boy kishu lebarach barmei minazaynus. What she calls him comes amaches. Ain tzar lebarach laperish afil lebirch a moitzi al lepas. Ain tzar lebarach aleh ik perish with neyatzin ki kemach iker patle pas. So in the case where you eat it like your carrot cake, the mice it's mamish kemach. Right, so. Even though we hold to be passed by kissing the Saifa Suda, you make a bracha, that's because you're eating a lekinuach. But if I eat the mozin, So then, why is it part of the surah? It's possible kissing to be part of a meal. So I don't think that's not a suffix.
So once she just says you have to remove the peros out of the pashtida,
mm-hmm,
and make a bracha on the peros, even though
that. No, Rabbi said that's not correct. Meal peros v'shalom einayu. You have peros which weren't part of pashtida; they're just cooked by themselves. I feel imbosser. So he says, even with pass, maybe it doesn't work. So you should eat without a pass. But according to the Rush, if it sounds like he's saying that it becomes, if it's a case where it's the ikar of the suda, that wouldn't work. So the eitz is to make a bracha beforehand, before you set the meal. Like I said before, to any case which needs a bracha techa suda, you need something before the suda to pop it with techa suda. So then, what you ate before the suda is the sarcha suda, so benching kapater. Person eats, he's about to wash, and he's having hamburgers and french fries. He's about to wash, he says, you know, the french fries look very good, he says, let's eat some french fries beforehand. So he eats the french fries beforehand, he didn't wash yet. Then he washes and he benches. No good, because the mice, you needed to say brain and foshes on the french fries. They were part of the meal. What's the sarcha suda? You ate french fries, you have a kibruch akorna. So you can't bench on that.
Even
in the middle, even in the middle of the meal, what you ate before is no shachas to what?
Even if you ate
right. But let's say you ate fruit during the middle of the meal, and you ate fruit beforehand, and you made a bread pre-eats on the fruit beforehand, so you need a bread pre-eats on the fruit during the meal. So the bread pre-eats you said before the meal allows you to eat the fruit during the meal. And the fruit during the meal is nichel on the benching. So that we ate before the meal had elements of sarach asuda, so the benching can pater. But you don't make, there's no chiv like a repri adoma on your french fries. So the repri adoma you made before the meal is no shachas to the meal. What you ate before the meal is no shachas to the meal. So that's chayv of bracha achrona. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if you bet, you still say brain of
boshes. Can I eat french
fries with quinoa at the end of the meal? In this case, or in general?
In this case.
So the Pesachim seem to assume that if you eat something which is the derech to eat it as ikra suda, and you eat the kinuach, it doesn't get a bracha. Because it's a dover which is mazen. So pasha, there wouldn't be chayav a bracha even in that situation, so then it wouldn't help.
And Birkas Mazen would still work on it.
Birkas Mazen would
still work on the french fries he had as a kinuach.
Well, of course, benching will work. The Shas, do you need a bracha rishona? Yeshua was saying, if you need a bracha rishona, then the French fries before the meal helped you for that. Male benching with pater, but it doesn't. You don't need to make a ripe adoma on the French fries. You eat French fries as a dessert. You don't make a ripe adoma. You could eat potato chips for dessert. I think so. People don't eat potato chips. People eat potato chips as a snack. They don't eat it as part of a meal.
It's not
Mazdru. It's not Mazen. But only shall you might have a dinner of Nimlach. So you might be chayav in a break for you. So it wouldn't work anyway.
If someone is a subject, if something you need to make a dinner of Nimlach, and they say, okay, I'll make a bracha beforehand, so they should eat less than a kezias.
Correct. Right, that's the Mogen of Roma 4. He says, in the situation where you're making a bracha on mashka, because you have a subject where the mashka needs a bracha tachasuda, so the sad mashka does not need a bracha tachasuda, what you drink before is no shachas to suda. So if you drink a shir before the suda, you need to make a bracha karna, and then you're stuck. So drink less than a shir.
If potato chips, if you had during a meal, you would have to eat with bread?
No.
Or you would make a bracha on it?
If you eat the potato chips as part of, like, you know, the ikra suda, maybe, I don't know, because my say it's not abnormal to do that, but...
with a sandwich or something.
Yeah, people put it in the those type of things. But at the end of the suda, it's a snack. It's a problem. It's a kinuach. Let's finish up the Magen Aram. Kekas of the Torah, Simatafai and Gimel. The Madar Main Tzar, Bracha, Techa Suda, Tzar Lavar, Bracha Achrena, Alisa Shalifnei Asuda. So he's dealing with Mara over there, right? So the, he's dealing actually with the Kais Yayin of, the Kais, no, he's dealing with Mara over there. If you hold that Mara does not need a Bracha, so then the Brepi Adama that you said for Karpas, that needs a brand of foshes, because no shachas in a meal. According to Rashbam, that the mora needs a brepi adama in the meal, so the brepi adama of karpas patas the mora during the meal, and the mora in the meal is benching patas, so the benching will pata the karpas also. But according to the Ri and those which hold that the mora techasuda, like the Rush holds that the mora techasuda does not need a bracha, so then the karpas and no shachas in a meal. So a person eats a shear of karpas, he has to say brain of foshes. That's why Ramak would not eat a shear in order to avoid the shayla. The Torah himself, even though he has this whole list of all these wonderful people, that and the Kitzur Pesach Rosh is written by the Torah, he's masufik about it, but in the Torah himself, he doesn't follow the rush on that point. He says, if you even out past, you would need a bracha. Yeah. So that would be mashal, like Yeshua was arguing yesterday, that because the Magaram is lumping together the Kitzbiske rush, which is quoting the rush, we're talking about a case where it's Ikra Suda, the Ikra Suda, the case over here where it's a Ikra Suda. And he's saying that the Kitzbis Rosh says a suffix, but the Torah says you need a bracha. You need to be a pass. It's just you need to be a pass in a case where it was an Iker, not the Iker. So he seems to be understanding that the suffix of the Rosh, which the Kitzbis Rosh is quoting, case where it's the Iker, is relevant to the case of the Torah, which is a Iker. He's putting them together. So that would be macho like Yeshua was arguing yesterday. Which, okay, so that was, that. What?
Where does that leave us?
Again, the mice, as I said, but the reason why you need accompaniment is because the Ben Yonah, and the Ben Yonah is going like Rashi. So it means even in a case of, you can't make, in Rashi, even be Ikra, so you still need Lipus. So as much of a question for Rashi that you need to do some lipus, so even in the case of Ikra Suda, that would be true. So I don't know. I mean, that's the Halachah of Paskins. So I just work here. No, I mean, Baklal, it's a fair question. It's a fair question. Okay, that was Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. I just want to point out. So he says, so the case of Kinuach, you need to make a bracha. So going to Enim, which called over Shabbat, the rock, the Kinuach, will only have spear. That's how the Mishnah Berurah teaches the definition of Te'enim, like the Magen Aram and Sifkat and Beis. Then he adds, "A field of Mekamish, Rav Olechel Paris Mosholim B'chol Sudal B'Seif," and he says the difference even Paris Mosholim. If you're eating the Kinuach, it needs a bracha because they're not shy after the pass. He says even the Mekamish Rav Olechel Paris Mosholim B'chol Sudal B'Seif, the Shart Siyan and Sifkat and Zayin, Mistar L'Char D'Loch Hashibi K'Dvarim Boy Machmas Asuda. He was upon him, rock the kinuah came by him, with a little lapis of pass. Gamma the Muslim, the Hasbiyah. They're not coming to lapis. They're not coming to the Soiva. They're not coming to the Muslim. Then he quotes our Zeruah, Dr. Ramah boy, Mesecha Suda, I will rock the kinuah, with a little lapis of pass, Sark Bracha Lechatila. So then he compares it to the case of the they made some type of a carrot simis. Because that was, people would eat at Lamazan, not like Kinuach Ba'alma. So the Mishmur is pretty clear I mean, the Bashar seems very clear that even if it would be a ruggle to eat a dessert all the time, since the Mashiach, you're eating the kinua, you make a bracha. Very clear. Clear diburim in Mishnah Berurah. Right? You know, so this argument, well, now what I say, because now it's ruggle, I don't get that quote is very difficult to understand, because Mishnah Berurah is saying, behead you, even though it's ruggle, you're saying a bracha. What?
To make that argument when it's the end of the,
what do you mean?
Making that argument in the middle of the meal, that it's
wrong,
then they're trying to say it's not
going to trying to say it's mother. I understand. The Shmuel was that the Chabas Chaim by the dessert, he changed his mind. Manacharna is Manacharna. So they say, well, now as we eat it, Lamoz. Okay, maybe, I don't know. You know, if that's true, it's true. You know, Senech Hanami, we're talking about a different ballgame. But Kolzman, you don't look in the world, the Mishmur is behead you. So that's why Rucham Kanievsky says that he is. Now, we pointed out, according to the Rashba, once it's ruggled, according to the Rambam, it's ruggled to eat during the meal, so it doesn't need a bracha. According to the Ben Yarna, we went back and forth in his Lashon. It could be that once it's derech to be part of the Suda, even though it's not a malapis, in other words, it's not Lashon L'Soiva, etc., could be. Depending on which part of the lashon of the Ben Yonah is the ikur, could be you don't need a bracha. And the Rashba also saw the lashonos which sounded like that. So if you want to tell me Sefer Yom, the Chofetz Chaim was decided to be machmer like those shitas, I don't have a problem. That's the Shmua. The Sefer Yom, the Chofetz Chaim said, even though the ikshon are passed, I want to be machmer like the shitas, all the rishonim and because of all the rishonim. Amen. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But tell me that he was chayzer, because nowadays it became more ruggle. I mean, he addressed that case with Farish in the Sharetzion. And he said, it doesn't make a difference. And the Maisa, the Edus is a Shark Edus. The Edus is from two people. The Edus is from Shmuel Granum and quotes it. Rosh Hashanah quotes that he heard Edus. The Edus he's referring to is from Shmuel Granum and said it. And Rishon Bloch also said it. Rishon Bloch was a Talmud Muvik of the Chofetz Chaim. There's a saber which came out of Tzadik Reb Shlomo, not Shlomo Kalbach. Yeah. It was, you know, Tzadik Reb Shlomo. He lived in Yerushalayim some yama, but he was Takanon in Yerushalayim at the Tzadik. Beshunah the person. He was a Talmud Muvik of the Chofetz Chaim, and he is quoted that he heard this from the Chofetz Chaim directly. So I don't know. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the Edus and the Skenedus, you know, that he didn't say that. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wasn't there. But, you know, it's like, it's a Kenneth Zion, such an Edus. It doesn't, and he talked about that, you know, he published, the Mishnah Berurah was printed more than once, but if he talked to change it, he would have made it all go. So it's hard.
Say that once it was more rugged, he realized that it can't be called. That it could be
mathematical. Rabbi Kamish, local Paris, move a shalom, but call Suda Libesayf.
Gamkin Mistava Lechaira. He's saying it's logical.
Good, so make a go and tell me that nowadays I disagree with that. But to say that it's very, I mean, he was discussing the case. You know, once at a time that they said, yeah, because when he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, they only had it occasionally. No, Mr. Bruce and Paris, they had all the time. Now he realizes they talk because of people with the Kabbalah. I mean, I don't know. It's a possibility. So, local mice, I still make a bracha. Mr. Bruce passes, Mr. Bruce passes. Really, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that because the Cyprus said, the Cyprus passes, you make a bracha. The Chazish passes, you make a bracha. Not like a Shul Grainer. That's a kamasa sugya that you make a bracha on someone who's eating the kinoa. So Rav Chaim added a kinech. Mstam Rav Chaim never really said it. Brisker Rav was makbid to eat it with pas. So if you're brisker, so that became like a what? Yeah. So I'm not sure what you gain. You know. I have a better. Just don't eat desserts. it's a makor for then you to be going on a diet. Okay. Yeah, let me hear it. Yeah.
The Magen Avraham is a Sofik.
Right.
The Magen Avraham wasn't saying about it, he was saying a Sofik.
Megani at least. Okay.
Rebbe, if somebody benches.
Okay, I hear.
If somebody benches and then they want to have dessert afterwards, could that be considered a bracha shita?
No, it wouldn't be. If the reason why the person is doing that because he's kosher for the shita, so that would not a bracha shita. First of all, I mean, the bracha shita is the bracha achrona. Bracha rishona be past meeker than you need a bracha, so it wasn't. Shana's a bracha achrona, yeah. Yeah, but if a person, it's nichol and benching. So if you wait till after the meal to eat it, you added a bracha achrona. It's a bracha shita zricha. Okay, everybody say. Let's Sif Bey's, I don't think you want me to do speed reading on Sif Bey's. What? Okay, you want me to do it? Fine. No. So Sunday, I want to finish up the Simen, and I want to start the Ikra Tuffel on Monday. It's not, I'm not saying there is not more that you people need to fill in. Really, you have Kufay and Dalet and Kufay and Vav. We didn't do Sukkah Pasmateris, Pateris and Preparis, which is the Mishnah and Membezim and Aleph. But I want to do Ikra and Tuffel, and maybe we'll go back and fill that in, and we'll try and get Kufay and Vavin also. So we want to start Ikra and Tuffel on Monday. So that's the goal.